Hello, my imaginary friends. It's November 15th, 2009. I'm Simon. This is my audio blog. It's Napod Pomo Day 15. End of the day. I'm here with my wife. The screen just gone blank. I'm here with my wife and my son. Why is the screen going blank all the time? That's weird.
It's broken.
Oh no. Don't tell me my iPhone's broken.
It might be. Very noisy.
That's Henry feeding away. So Jana's just told me that she's just finished this novel. It's the first novel she's ever read that ends with some questions for discussion.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit weird. It's also got a timeline. I mean, you might find that some books have timelines, also more facts about the people it mentions. Sort of a historical novel, historical fiction, I think you'd call it. But I've never seen questions for discussion in a novel. So
what do you think you're supposed to do with these questions? I mean, are you supposed to... This discussion kind of sounds like it's going to be a discussion that happens with other people. But
yeah, it sounds like the novel is meant to be read at college or somewhere, and then you can discuss these things amongst each other, or maybe for book clubs or something.
Yeah, I suppose that makes sense, really. I suppose you think about... Think about sort of textbooks and things for educational, where it's designed to be read in a group and discussions to be had. And so, is this in any way an educational book?
Yes. You should take it with a pinch of salt. I mean, it does mention historical figures and what they've done, and not all of that is 100% true. But there's also an interview with the author in there, I think. So he says what he's done and where he's taken liberties. I suppose you can take it as you want to, really. You can either read it as an adventure book, you know, a picaresque novel. Picaresque novel. Those are the ones where some hero or heroine goes off and has lots of adventures. Ever heard of that?
No, I've not, but I'm not as well read as you. So this is The Witch Finder by James... The Last Witch Finder by James Morrow.
Yeah, I find it a bit annoying that Waterstones always have to put their 3-for-2 signs on top of the title.
Yeah, so it actually reads The 3-for-2 at Waterstones Witch Finder. If you read it with the sticker on there.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't know why.
So what attracted you towards this book?
You know, I've been asking myself that. I think we were going on holiday and I needed a few books because I read everything we had. And so I just went into Waterstones and I've got myself a Waterstones card now. You know, they do cards where you can get points.
I do, yes. They always ask me for it.
Yeah, so I got myself one of those, and then when I went in, I like going through the 3-for-2 section because that always makes me feel like I got a bargain, even though it's probably still more expensive than buying discounted at Amazon, but never mind. And I just always go through the tables with the 3-for-2 books, and I read the back of the book and decide whether that sounds like something interesting, and I find that quite good because that way I get to read books that I wouldn't necessarily have read any other way.
Have you ever been hoodwinked by the stuff that gets printed on the back? Because obviously that's printed by the publishers who've got a vested interest in you buying it.
Well, I suppose I have other criteria, so I do go for historical stuff or crime fiction, or you know, and I look, if somebody got the Booker Prize and it doesn't sound too boring, then I'll probably buy that. And very often I probably read the next instalment of something.